Proclamation number 6819 of 30th of April, 1957. Justification of renewed revelations. All my children who want to serve me are right by me if only each one does the work I assign to it, if it supports me and my teaching and thus tries to bring the gospel to its fellow human beings. For I will bless them and the work will not be done unsuccessfully. And again I assure my protection to the servants in my vineyard, and like a good householder I provide them physically and spiritually with everything they need, for the work for me and my kingdom on earth is to be carried out by people, because I cannot work directly on the individual apart from a few who then, however, also have an important mission, to receive the knowledge from me myself which is necessary for a teaching ministry, or also, to catch the ray of light from me, on which my vineyard laborers shall also light their candles again in order to be able to carry the light into the darkness. But whomever I look after with this mission to precede his fellow human beings as bearers of light can also feel secure of my constant care that I will protect his light from going out as well as from every dimming, for this power is truly at my command, and my love and my wisdom alone will secure this protection, because otherwise it would be impossible to guide the pure truth to earth. Thus pure truth is guaranteed to reach earth from me. However, it does not remain unchanged on the part of people, for as soon as the human being's intellect deals with it and now supplies his own result of intellect to his fellow human beings, the pure truth is already deformed. And this is the reason why again and again my word is to be directly conveyed to earth by me. Because only that is pure truth which flows forth from me and is accepted by a servant awakened by me who only hands himself over to me as a tool, who does not strive to be more than a good servant to me on earth. Again and again you humans will be allowed to receive the pure truth from me because the again and again by people formed teaching prompts me to do so. But again and again you humans will also deface this pure teaching of mine. For you are not content with, my ward. You want to speak for yourselves, and you presume to add your own explanations, to weave in your own trains of thought, and you don't notice that despite your good will you now give the opponent of truth the opportunity to intervene again. And he can do so because you are of an arrogant spirit to believe that you are called to still explain my directly conveyed word. My word is truly given to you humans such that anyone who wants to understand it can do so. And it truly needs no explanations, no improvements, only a deeply humble heart devoted to me in love into which the light will then shine brightly because it has the highest luminosity. But because you humans still lack the right attitude, your spirit is still darkened and in the end you no longer recognize my word in its meaning either. And the extensive scriptures which contain my pure word, which I myself convey to earth through faithful servants, are no longer of use to you. It has, as it were, lost its luminosity for you and you misinterpret it. And that is why I always let a light shine on you, I guide my word to earth again, I open up a spring again from which the purest water of life flows, and this water of life is the same, and it has the same strength but it flows freely and uninhibitedly again, it fertilizes the fields again and makes them receptive for good seed. It is not surrounded by a wall which men have erected and which hide the clear stream of life from above. And I have told you that I will again and again purify the gospel from false additions, that I will again and again open up the understanding for the pure gift of God from above. I myself have drawn your attention to the fact that I purify it every few weeks, because then people will also lack understanding again, that they will also attach a different meaning to my directly spoken word, and that this already results in the necessity to address people again who willingly lend me their ear and are also willing to use what they receive. Consider, you humans, that my adversary has been particularly eager to undermine the pure truth in recent times, and that a renewed influence on my part, a renewed obvious help, has become urgently necessary. Consider that most precious spiritual possessions also require faithful guardians to whom every material attitude is alien, who are only willing to serve me unselfishly. And consider how few of you still find such an attitude towards me. Then it will also be explainable to you that the adversary will find shelter, and even the purest truth from me will be exposed to his influence. And I certainly foresaw this, and I also pointed out again and again that I will descend to earth in the word, because this is necessary again and again, that I straighten out what you humans have bent yourselves, that I explain what is not quite understandable to you humans, and that in view of the end I will also send you enlightenments which were not given to you until now, because you did not need this knowledge to mature yourselves. And this spring which I open up will let purest clear water of life flow forth again, until people again believe that they have to improve it and add their own explanations. People who are not satisfied with my clearly understandable speech but arrogantly believe themselves to be able to instruct their fellow human beings better than I myself. This is why you humans are ill, and you don't know that you will support my adversary again, who will seize every opportunity to invalidate the pure truth in order to plunge you humans into confusion again, but who will never be able to enfold his power where I myself am active, because it is my will to convey the pure truth to people, and because I therefore also prevent every contamination at the source by virtue of my power and love. Amen.